CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast do an intro to the On Demand for once.
Oh my God, we remembered.
So most of today's show, Ari was just telling me about all this stuff I don't remember that happened Saturday night.
The best thing about having a beverage, you know, with you, by the way, drink responsibly, is the fact that you don't remember anything and it's like, ha ha. You were like, did Lee drop you home? Mate, you were in the car with me.
Yeah, I don't really remember.
Thank God he did. Otherwise, I would have waited hours for a taxi. That is the, I must say, the worst thing about being on the coast.
Yeah.
Trying to get a taxi home sucks.
Need some public transport across the coast, train system or something.
There's just nothing. Anyway, by the way, Dylan's dad started Ubering. So if you are in Boonie, you might get Dylan's dad.
There you go.
Yeah, I think there's only two Uber drivers now in Burnie.
Yeah, so they got the market locked up.
Yeah, so next time we go to Greens, we'll just check into Uber and be like,
will he give us a discount?
I don't know. Maybe.
He should.
But it'd be fun just to use the app, you know, because it's like, don't get to use it ever.
Well, yeah, unless you... Yeah, I used to use it all the time when I didn't live here.
When I go back home, I have to remember to re-download it, and everyone's like, oh, do you not have the app?
Oh, I've still got the app.
No, I don't have the app. There's no need for it.
Well, sometimes, you know, I'll be in Hobart over Christmas or something, a couple of days. I'll use it then.
You can just re-download it. It's a waste of space on your phone for the rest of the 12 months.
Mate, I've got heaps of gig on that phone.
Oh, my God, what's happening?
Mic it up.
Get. Hang on.
Oh. Too late. You're too slow with that curtain.
Wow. It's hot with the curtain open.
Woo! Yeah, so we're talking about it's 11 degrees today in Burnie, 13 in Devonport, and we're stinking hot. That's how hot this studio gets.
We're in a sauna.
Yeah.
I actually went in the sauna yesterday to sweat out all the toxins from those Big Macs. Oh, it was bliss.
Big Macs and the booze, thank you. How come you always remember stuff?
Because I'm a fish. That's why.
I used to be. It's because of those SE Telegrams. They don't mix well. They
don't
mix well.
I'm all G. I'm all good in the hood.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a fun time. What else happened on the weekend? Well, yeah, the Big Mac crawl. That was lots of fun.
Yeah, went out to that distillery.
Yeah, Hellier's Distillery.
Hellier's.
You'd never been there before. It's a cool place. I haven't done the walkthrough yet.
Yeah.
So we'll have to go back. Fishy Boy hasn't been either. So maybe we'll all go back with a group and do the tour.
Were we talking about getting a gang together and hitting Hobart or something? Some point on Saturday night?
Probably.
Were we all like, yeah, let's go. Like, we were talking to Jerry. Like, Jerry was going to come because he's like, oh, yeah, I really haven't spent much time in Hobart. So, come on, God, we'll all go. I'll show you all the areas or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Is this real, this conversation?
Was I sitting down
pretty,
for this?
Pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I just couldn't hear what you were saying.
Were agreeing anyway.
Yeah, half the time and sometimes, like, a solid 60% of the time, sometimes I'll just laugh and just nod my head.
Yeah, I think that's probably what you were like,
I've got no idea, and I feel bad if I'm like, sorry, what? There's only so many times you can say what before you're just like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening. On Demand is the episode.
What is going on?
I think it's Martin Egerton out there with his local.
Back.
He's banging his local news together.
Yeah.
It's his stapler. He tried to steal my stapler. He took it off my desk.
Did he actually?
Yeah, I was sitting there and he took it. He was like, where's my stapler? And then grabbed mine and took it. And it's like, that's not yours. That's mine. And now he's banging his stapler. Anyway, here's the show.
It's so hot in here.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Good morning, all. Happy Monday.
15th of November. Welcome to it. Halfway through. Yeah. Nov.
Oh, my God. Isn't that so scary? I swear I say this every week, but how has the year gone so fast?
There's no scientific explanation, is there?
No logical way of knowing.
No way of knowing. We've got heaps of giveaways today. How are we going to do?
So many.
I don't think there's any scientific way to pack them all in, even.
No, actually. Yeah, we've got Venom movie passes to give away. We've got Ghost Rock Concert in the Vines. They launched a Sunday show, a Sunday concert. We love a bit of a Sunday sesh.
Because they sold that other one out so quick. They were like, we need more.
Yeah, so we've got double passes to that to give away. And we've also got Northwest's Safari's Moonlight Cinema double passes, and we've got two of them.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's pretty much like you have a ticket, you have a ticket, you have a ticket.
Good times for the Australian cricketers, by the way. They won that T20 final for the first time. They've never won a T20.
Yeah.
When did we get so good at T20s?
Cricket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about with that.
When did we get so good at T20s, though?
I couldn't tell you. No scientific way of knowing.
So many anomalies this morning.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari, on Saturday I had 4 Big Macs.
You did? How was your stomach?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Like, I'm a real, you're not supposed to have gluten.
I'm a real big, strong boy, though. High T levels. So, like, I'm real tough.
Yep, so you cried like a baby. Is pretty much all I'm hearing right now, is that you were curled up yesterday with a gluten hangover.
It's from the gluten, is it? It's not, yeah, from all those drinks at Renner's party.
No, it was from the gluten.
Yeah, right. It must be from that. but yeah, I had two in the two different Maccas in Devonport, mm-hmm. one in Alverston, mm-hmm. one in Burnie.
So which one had the best Big Mac?
I have to say Alverston.
Yay! Go, Alvy! Alvy's popping.
You know, Alverston's the best at everything.
Yeah, Alverston is lovely.
Isn't Alverston the best?
I love Alverston.
Hmm.
So someone actually commented on one of the Facebook videos that we did about the Big Macs being like, shouldn't all the Big Macs be the same? And I'm like, yeah, they should all be the same.
Yeah.
But it's not just that. It's the experience. As soon as you walk up to that McDonald's, what's the vibe? How's the staff? What's the store looking like? How are the bathrooms? How are the tables? How's the service? That all comes together when you eat your Big Mac, you know?
They're also not as assembled as each other, not the same assembled. Those 10-to-1 patties, sometimes some are drier, some are juicier, you know what I mean?
Sometimes it's slid to the side. You got to get it right. So, Alvy, congratulations.
Well,
you've got the
done.
Best Big Mac.
What a great McHappy day.
Well, I ate 2 Big Macs.
Well done to you too.
Struggled yesterday.
Did you struggle?
It was bad news yesterday. Too much cheese for me.
Yeah.
Say no to cheese.
What happened?
Well, I just couldn't really go anywhere.
Explain to the folks.
Couldn't go anywhere.
Why?
Could not leave the house.
You couldn't leave the house? Why?
Nope. I had the worst stomach pains. It was not good.
You had pains?
Yeah.
From the gluten?
No, from the cheese. You get pains from gluten.
Hey, but good times there, right?
Yeah.
We're going to give away a double pass to Venom, Let There Be Carnage, on the phone lines at 1-300-655-922. How do they win an instant double pass, Ari?
All you need to do is call us and tell us what actor plays Venom.
Hmm.
By the way, I did ask Adam before, is Venom a snake? And he goes, no.
I didn't say no. Why would I say no? I don't know.
Venom, I'm pretty sure, is a snake.
Well, I've looked at it now. He is.
He definitely looks snakey.
He's some kind of Marvel villain or something. Character's name's Eddie Brock. Who plays him?
Who plays him?
An instant double pass to go see the film. Venom, Let There Be Carnage. 1-300-655-922. Who plays Venom?
He's a bit of a babe, by the way.
Well, you were saying off air that you would like to kiss his bum. You did say. Did you say that or not?
I didn't even say that, Adam.
Oh, you did! 1-300-655-922. Who plays Venom in Venom, Let There Be Carnage, and you'll get an instant double pass. Also, let us know if you'd kiss his bum.
Hit music.
1-300-655-922. Samuel from Devonport is the first through. Samuel, who plays Venom in the film Venom, Let There Be Carnage?
Tom Hardy.
Woo!
Of course he does.
What a babe.
Ari's in love with him, Samuel. Do you think that that's a bad thing for her poor partner?
Not sure.
I know. It's a dilemma.
Dylan is the one that loves him.
You both.
My love has come from Dylan.
Oh, you both want to kiss his bum.
Congratulations, Samuel. That double pass is yours.
Thank you very much.
Trivia trial.
It's time to troll that triv. If you know the answer to our question, give us a buzz on 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you will indeed go in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. The question for today is Skull Candy, AKG, and Beats are all brands of what?
1-300-655-922 with your answer, and we'll pop you in the draw for that voucher. What's the question again?
Skull Candy, AKG, and Beats. Pretty sure it's Beats by Dre. Is it Beats by Dre?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are all brands of what?
Trivia trial.
1-300-655-922. Elizabeth from Devonport is on to answer, Ari.
Skull Candy, AKG, and Beats by Dre are all brands of what?
Lollies.
No, not lollies, Elizabeth.
Wow, no, nope, sorry.
Thanks for playing. 1-300-655-922. Craig from East Devonport.
Skull Candy, AKG, and Beats by Dre are all brands of what?
Headphones.
Woo!
Yes, correct, Craig. Do you have a set of your own?
Sorry?
Do you have a set of your own headphones?
I do, yeah.
Any of those brands or a different brand?
Beats.
Oh, you do have Beats.
Oh, yeah, me too, bro. Me too. We're Beats bros.
That's right.
Anyway, congratulations, Craig. That $150 voucher, you're in the draw to win it.
C-F-F. Oh, Ari, just reminded me of all the awful things.
All the good times we had on the weekend. Ren's birthday, plus we got a karaoke machine for her.
Yeah.
She's frothing.
No, aren't we good, though, for doing
that? We are good. The whole team got together, put cash money together, and got a karaoke machine from Harvey Norman.
We are like heroes, though, aren't we?
We pretty much are.
Aren't we? But, yeah, good Ari chance. Just reminded me during the killers there, all the things that I got up to that I don't remember. All the embarrassing things.
We almost found you a wife as well.
Did you?
Even her mum was like, yeah, Adam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
There you go. So.
Good times.
But it got deep, did it? You were saying it got deep.
And you were having D&Ms for sure.
And me, you, and the great Lee Dixon were the last ones there.
Yeah, we were. And then last one standing.
Then the great Lee Dixon give you a lift all the way back to Turner's Beach.
Yeah, bless his cotton socks, because I really didn't want to have to wait for a taxi.
And then we got deep in the car, did we? It was all getting very deep, was it?
You were having deep, conversations for sure.
Embarrassing.
I know, and I knew you wouldn't remember anything, so I was like, mwah.
Was I making a scene?
No.
Was anyone uncomfortable with the deepness?
No, okay. Not even. They were like, need more of this, ads. Need more of this.
No, they weren't, come on. All right, let's do it.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
15th of November, let's get deep.
Yeah.
Let's do a deep dive into
D&M
history.
D&M style. All right. Let's do it.
It was on this day, 1971, that the R rating classification in films was introduced.
Movies rated R are restricted to adults, 18 years and over.
Should almost be our show, hey?
Do you remember that at the start of all the VHSs with the with the rating? It's not our show. It's barely PG. It's G, general exhibition, this show. Come on, don't give me that.
I'm only kidding.
On this day in 1995, the Sony PlayStation first went on sale in Australia. How about that Crash Bandicoot?
Crash Bandicoot was so much fun to play.
Careful of them TNTs. Couple of them Rolling Stones.
Yep.
On this day in 2002, the most expensive hair was sold. It was a mass of hair cuttings from the head of Elvis Presley, and it was sold by his personal barber, Homer Gilliland, for over $115,000 to an anonymous bidder.
How many hours do you want?
It's a good question.
Yeah, as many as you can give us.
Would you stay anonymous if you bought some of Elvis's hair for $115,000? You'd stay anonymous, wouldn't you?
I don't have that amount of money, let alone to buy. You know what I would prefer to buy? The Elf costume just got sold for over like $400,000.
From the film Elf?
Yeah, for over $400,000. I'd rather that than a bit of Elvis's hair.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
That is a top-notch Elf costume.
Now, on this day in 2020... So that's last year. A Belgian racing pigeon called New Kim sold for over $2.5 million at an auction.
A pigeon.
Yeah, a world record price for a racing pigeon, obviously.
You can race pigeons?
$2.5 million,
Hang
yeah.
on, back step. You yeah. race pigeons?
Yeah, Bill Laurie, one of the commentators of cricket, he has racing pigeons. You can race them, but obviously they go for...
I
mean, it's millions of dollars.
Pigeons.
How long would it live? Well, you live a few years. You've spent millions of bucks on it.
And And their poo is poisonous.
You don't like birds, do you?
Especially pigeons. Like, don't they just... Aren't they just the worst? Especially in the mall. Honestly, someone get rid of the pigeons in the mall.
You don't even like sesame.
I can't go to Banjo's in the mall because the pigeons just come in and I spend the whole time freaking out that they're going to eat my food.
You don't even like Sesame Street because it's got a big bird.
Yep.
Also the same day last year, Sizzler closed their remaining 9 restaurants in Australia. Remember Sizzler?
Nope.
You're too young for Sizzler. Maybe you're old like me. You're in denial. You must have had Sizzler in that Adelaide.
Nah. If we did, I never went to it. We got Villies. Villies pies are yummy.
No, this is... We're talking about Sizzler.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Welcome to the week, y'all.
Welcome. Happy Monday. Hope you're feeling fresh.
Yeah, nice and fresh, ready to play... The Jack Black Challenge, maybe? Because we got more double passes to Concert in the Finest. They've got a new whole day.
I know. So these double passes are to the Sunday Search.
Yeah, player.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I also really am loving this Jack Black Challenge.
People love it,
don't they? All, like, I honestly, every time you play the sound, I'm like, you're tricking me, aren't you? Like, it's a trick. Like, you've got a sound that you think is Jack Black, but it's not, but it is. And it's like, oh, is it a trick question? So then I'm lost. So I don't know which one it is today.
Yeah, so
no idea.
You'll have 3 clips. Only one is Jack Black. If you guess the right one, you'll get a double pass to that Concert in the Vines. Instant win. Simple as that, eh?
Instant win. And it's Concert in the Vines.
Yeah.
Happening at Ghost Rock on Sunday, March 6th.
So the phone number's 1300 655 922. We'll play it next, and I reckon you can do it. I know you can do it. I'm a believer. Oh, textbook. How good was that? Slick. Slick.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Your chance now to win instantly a double pass to Concert in the Vines happening at Ghost Rock Winery Sunday, 6th of March next year. Instant double pass could be yours by playing the Jack Black Challenge. Our phone number... the Jack Black Challenge. So our phone number is 1300 655 922. You got 3 clips. You call up. Guess which one is in fact Jack Black. Simple as that, Ari.
Play some clips then, Ads.
Yeah, I say Exhibit A. Here we go. My head's under water, but I'm breathing fire. Is that Jack Black? Exhibit B.
When the last microchip goes down, I'm going to be able to stay in touch with whoever's out there, whether they be zombies or not. I'll tell you that right now. What'd you bring your dad here for?
And Exhibit C.
Just dropping by again, Mrs. Nugent. Pay my respects. Brought you some soaps and a little bubble bath to soothe you in the tub and some chocolate cupcakes for a late night snack.
Is it A, B, or C? Which one is the real Jack Black? If you're correct, you'll win instantly a double pass to Concert in the Vines Sunday, March the 6th. 1300 655 922. Let's hear from you. 1300 655 922. Teresa from Devonport. This is clip A.
My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fire.
And this is clip B.
When the last microchip goes down, I'm going to be able to stay in touch with whoever's out there, whether they be zombies or not. I'll tell you that right now. What'd you bring your dad here for?
And clip C.
Just dropping by again, Mrs. Nugent. Pay my respects. Brought you some soaps and a little bubble bath to soothe you in the tub. And some chocolate cupcakes for a late night snack.
Teresa, which one is the real Jack Black?
B.
It's not B.
No.
Thanks, Teresa. Emma from Burnie. We've narrowed it down now to A and C. This is A.
My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fire.
And this is C.
Just dropping by again, Mrs. Nugent. Pay my respects. Brought you some soaps and a little bubble bath to soothe you in the tub. And some chocolate cupcakes for a late night snack.
Emma from Burnie, which one is Jack Black?
I'm hoping that it's C.
It is C.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
Congratulations, Emma. You are going to Concert in the Vines at Ghost Rock Winery on Sunday, March 6th.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful. No
worries. Congratulations.
So that was Jack Black from the film Burnie, just so people know. There you go.
Hit music. Music.
I've got something special here. It's not dog news. It's cat news.
news today, oh boy.
What, you don't like it?
I thought it was going to be way better than that, to be honest.
It's Cat News.
I'm proud of you.
No,
I like the meow. The meow's nice.
Get a load of this cat news,
all
right?
All right, yep.
Now, they say the key to a strong marriage, or a de facto like yours, that's basically marriage, under the eyes of the law.
Yeah.
Is honesty. Is that true? You and Dill honest?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But one husband's revealed here, there are some secrets that are probably better kept to themselves.
Oh, a little white lie or a bit more than a white lie.
Well, here we go. In a truly unbelievable Reddit revelation, a man has blown the lid on his deepest, darkest moment, explaining how he swapped his wife's cat more than half a decade ago, 6 years ago, and never told her. Oh, you look shocked at me. Look at that. Look at that look on your face.
No,
shock.
That's not a little white lie. That's a whole new cat.
Yeah, he said he'd taken a dislike to his then-girlfriend's extremely aggressive black cat, accusing it of scratching, hissing and pooping everywhere. Then one day when his girlfriend was out of town, he said it scratched the S out of my arm. I joked to the cat that it's not special and I'll replace it if it scratches again. The joke stuck with me until I had thought about it enough that it wasn't a joke anymore. So then in the spur of the moment decision, the man drove to a nearby cat shelter, found an identical, far better behaved cat. And he said, so I adopted it, took it to my wife's apartment, settled it in, then drove her original cat to an animal shelter a town over. He said,
one, not far enough. Should have gone a couple towns. Not far enough over at all. And how do you not know that your cat has been replaced? Like, if someone replaced Santi, I'd be like, that's not my dog.
Mm-hmm. Even early on, though, in the early days.
Yeah, for sure.
So he said it's been 6 years since then. They got married 4 years ago. They still have the swapped cat. It answers to the original cat's name. My wife knows nothing. She loves this cat and brags about how much better behaved it is. Every time I see it, I feel like a total piece of S, he said.
If you're willing to swap your partner's cat, what else are you willing to do that's a lie?
Show signs,
that is,
you know,
that is a gateway lie.
Signs of deception.
Yep, gateway lies for sure.
Cracks.
What else is he lying about in his life?
The story has shocked a lot of Reddit users. One person writing, I would absolutely be considering divorce if I ever found this out. So,
yeah, that's...
A lot of people say you don't give away someone's pet to a shelter without informing them. And it actually is pretty evil act, really.
It is horrible.
Like, it's a funny story, but really when you think about the reality of it, if it happened to you, you'd be pretty PO'd, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because it literally opens your mind to, what else are you lying about?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's today's cat news. I suppose all's well that ends well because no one knows. Everyone's happy.
Except for that poor cat. They could have had both. Maybe it would have been nicer with a friend.
There's no way of knowing.
Song snag.
All right, 1-300-655-922 to guess a snagged song, Ari.
Yes, for your chance to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella for a breakfast you'll look forward to every single day.
We just need the song name and the artist of this song. Do you know the song? Do you know the artist? If you do, 1-300-655-922, that brekkie for two could be yours. Alright, that'll do you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Song snag.
1-300-655-922. Zoe from Burnie is on to guess what song this is.
Unsnag it for me, please.
Zoe, can you unsnag it for Ari?
Is it Mrs. Jackson by Outkast? What
I call you, Sorry, Mrs. Jackson. Oh, I am for real.
It's Miss Jackson. She's unmarried, but we'll still give it to you.
Yeah. Thank you, Zoe. That was bugging me. All I wanted to do was sing the rest of it.
You're welcome.
Awesome. You're in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella. A breakfast you can look forward to every single day.
Thank you.
Ari, it's like that St. Patrick's Day, isn't it? That's a green day, isn't it?
Honestly, ads.
Make this Christmas the best Christmas ever with 10K or Santa's sleigh, where someone will win $10,000.
Someone will be walking away with $10,000 hard cash for Christmas.
Cold hard cash?
Cold hard cash or a present from Santa's sleigh, which might I add also has cash prizes. There's $500 cash prizes, $100, $200. There's $500 FaZe Jewelers vouchers. There's, so many goodies on Santa's sleigh this year.
This is
but
what
the 10K
doing.
Is probably the best.
This is what we're doing. We're getting together a little Christmas gathering, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a party because you and I love to party.
50 players are going to select a gift off Santa's sleigh. One of the 50 presents has 10K in it.
Yep, exactly.
Or like an IOU 10K.
Well, it's like a bank transfer, but yeah.
Yeah, you know what we mean.
It's still cash money. And it's still $10,000.
And 49 other players, they get gifts.
Yeah, incredible prizes.
So if you want to come to this Christmas gathering and have a chance to grab a gift off the sleigh, you just got to shop at participating businesses.
Splash your cash locally this Christmas. For your chance to win 10K or Santa's sleigh, you can shop at places just like Faced Against Time. What do we got here? Wise Employment, Dean Walker Designs, Molly Malone, Sprite and IGA, and also So Silver, So Gold. So many places to shop at. The full list is at cfmtaz.com.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Welcome to the week, Ari.
Welcome, Ed.
You feeling it?
I'm feeling it. I'm vibing. High vibing. I'm actually in Struggle Street ads.
Yeah, you used to be the hype. I don't know what happened to you.
I am the hype.
No,
I'm hungry. That's what it is.
I am the hype.
Well, I am. I'm just a little bit hungry and I didn't get my regular coffee this morning.
Let's get you some food then. What
are we going to eat for breakfast today?
Don't know. We could eat breakfast separately if you wanted.
Why would I ever want that, Ads? We're besties. We're breakfast buds.
I'm still full.
From what?
Four Big Macs on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Can't believe you ate four Big Macs. And you're not supposed to have gluten. Four Big Macs. Oh, wasn't that a Big Mac crawl? I've never done a Big Mac crawl before, so. Yeah,
but now you have.
Yeah, it's done. Tick it off the bucket list.
Word sandwich coming up. It's National Diabetes Awareness Month too. We're going to talk about that a little later before 9 o'clock. But freebies.
I love free stuff.
Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff. They see me rolling. It's the CFM Street Team.
All right, I know they're out there somewhere.
They are out and about. All right, Zachy boy, where are you this morning and what have you got on board?
Good morning, guys. This morning, I'm hanging out at Harvey Norman, Devonport. And yes, I have food. I've got your Cripps Marslow's bacon bread since 1878. I've got heaps of great stuff from the team at Ash Grove Tasmanian Farm. And once again, I have two vouchers for Valentino's Family Restaurant, $25 vouchers. And if you want some of that, you better come find me right now at Harvey Norman, Devonport for the next 10 minutes or until the Coast Best free stuff's gone.
My stomach just started grumbling again. Wouldn't a Valentino's pizza be so good right now, Ads?
Would they bring us one, do you think?
Cheesy goodness. Yum.
You're friends with Mr. Valentino, aren't you?
Yeah, good old Matt.
Matt, can you bring us one?
I'm a bit hungry.
Yeah.
One with extra olives.
All right. To Keisha, where are you? What you got?
Good morning, guys. This morning, you can find me out in the CFM Cruiser at Guttridge Gardens, where there is a lot of grass that needs mowing. And if you're in the same boat, why not try a Cub Cadet ride on lawnmower from Steel Shop in Devonport? But I am not on a lawnmower this morning. I'm out in the CFM Cruiser with the Coast Best free stuff. I've got fresh loaves of bread, thanks to Cripps Master Loaf, our CFM Friends and Benefits key tags and stickers as well. I've also got passes to In the Zone Laser Tag, and for a $1 donation, you can still get a chocolate. The money's still going towards the Ronald McDonald charities as well. I've also got magnets on board as well. So come and find me. I'm at Guttridge Gardens in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical for Steel Shop Devonport. They even deliver.
They even deliver, winning. We love a barefoot lawn, don't we, Ads?
Well, you do. You're always like, oh, is my lawn barefoot ready? You stress about it.
Yeah. Who doesn't love looking at a lawn and going, yeah, that is a barefoot lawn?
Wish I had a lawn. And a dog.
And food. And pizza.
And a wife who
and
loved
cheese.
Me.
Hit music. Music.
Ari, why don't we take a couple of calls and give away a couple of double passes?
I think yes. Today is a yes day.
Northwest Safari presents Moonlight Cinema.
A double pass could be yours to watch a classic movie at Moonlight Cinemas, brought to you by Northwest Safaris in Sheffield. They'll be screened every Friday and Saturday night over summer, with refreshments available to purchase and BYO alcohol, chairs, cushions or blankets.
So we're going to take some calls at 1-300-655-922. We'll take two calls because we've got two double passes to give out.
But we're not going to give you something for nothing.
Nah, help
us out. We want to know, if you went on an actual safari, what's one item you'd take with you? The most, maybe you can only take one item. Yeah, you can only take one item. What item is that?
1-300-655-922. Tell us what item you'd take on a safari and you'll get yourself a double pass.
I mean, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, pretty
easy.
Super
easy. I know what I'd take. I'm not going to tell you though because I don't want to give it away.
No. We're giving away Northwest Safari Presents Moonlight Cinema double passes. 1-300-655-922. Ian from Smithton is on. You want a couple of double passes, Ian?
Thank you.
We want to know first, though, what item would you take on a safari?
I would take the camera.
Yay! Yeah, that's what Ari was saying. Said. Oh, my God, snap.
There you go. You've definitely got a place in Ari's heart, too. So I reckon a double pass. Your way, you're heading to Northwest Safari Presents Moonlight Cinema.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Hello, CFM. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Tiff.
Tiff from Stud.
Tiff from Studley.
Tiff. Now, I know I've already won one, but I'd love to win one to gift it to someone I know that's going through a bit of a hard time.
Aww. Oh, bless, Tiff. We'll give it to you. If you can tell us an item you'd take on a safari.
Well, can you include your kids as an item?
Yeah, they're sort of like property, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess so.
But apart from my kids, I'd definitely take the camera to capture all those precious moments.
Yeah. See, we're all vibing the camera.
On the same page.
On the same page, minus the kids. Congratulations, Tiff. And, thank you for passing that on to someone that's in need.
What a nice deed.
Oh, definitely.
We all need more friends like Tiff.
Word sandwich.
More.
All right, it's word sandwich time. This is where Thea helps us out just a little bit. She gives you two words. You need to work out the word that goes in the middle of the sandwich. Now it joins the first two words together and then the last two. Needs to flow. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win a savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in and taste the difference. Call us on 1-300-655-922. We're a little bit nervous today, aren't we, Ads?
No, not me. I'm fine.
You're fine?
Yeah, I'm
Remember
good.
Remember that one time you gave away the answer?
Yeah, but never again. Never happened again.
This is why Thea is the only one that is allowed to say the words now.
All right, Thea, our word machine, what do you got for us?
Your words split to DR. Clock. And active.
Clock. An active. Clock something, something active. We're looking for the something in the middle that joins them up, Ari, at 1-300-655-922, aren't we?
Off air, you said, just don't say...
No, you said that.
Just don't say that word.
Off air,
and now all I want to do is say the
I
word that goes in
that.
The middle of the sandwich.
You said that.
You said that.
When did I say that?
Clock
and active. What goes in the middle? 1-300-655-922. If you know, the savoury box could be yours.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Say you're having a good time out there.
On 107.7 CFM. Word sandwich.
More. 1-300-655-922. Christy from Devonport. Here's your words.
Your words for today are clock and active.
What goes in the middle, Christy?
Is it radio?
The word for my sandwich is radio. Clock radio. Radioactive.
Congratulations, you're in the draw to win a savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Enjoy what?
The privilege of winning today's word sandwich.
Hit music. Music.
Ari, this month is National Diabetes Awareness Month. So we have Meg and Kate in. Now, you guys are from the Tassie Health Service.
Yes.
So what is National Diabetes Awareness Month all about?
Yeah, so World Diabetes Day is celebrated every year. And so World Diabetes Day was yesterday on Sunday the 14th of November. And the theme for this year is access to diabetes care. So it's focusing on the importance of improving access to diabetes for all and the need to for action to prevent diabetes and its complications.
Yep. So I suppose, are there two types? There's type 1 and type 2, is that right?
Yeah, Yeah, well, there's more than one type, isn't there, Meg?
Really, yeah, there's a series of them now. I mean, it's really one of the most researched conditions around. So, yes, we're finding out more and more about diabetes all the time, so an exciting space to be in. Yes, there's type 1. So type 1 is a fairly sudden onset where it's an autoimmune disease, really, where the pancreas shuts down completely and the person needs to have insulin for the rest of their lives. I mean, one of those misconceptions of that is it's only for young people, but about 50% of people who get diagnosed with type 1 diabetes are over the age of 30. Mm. So it's for all ages. And people get sick very, very quickly. And the main common symptoms are extreme thirst and peeing a lot and actually feeling really unwell. And type 2 is more insidious. It comes on more slowly. It's 85% of the population has got type 2 diabetes. But one of the things about type 2 diabetes that I guess we'd like to get out there is that if people get diagnosed early with type 2 diabetes and get treated, they can live a long, healthy life. Unfortunately, a lot of people present in the later stages of having had type 2 diabetes for maybe 10, 15 years, which is a little bit harder to manage.
Mm-hmm. So did you say 85% of the population has type 2?
No.
Sorry?
85% of people with diabetes have got type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, and so that one's a bit harder to know if you have it or not. The symptoms aren't as obvious.
Yes, it's a bit like, you know, if you imagine sitting in a bath and putting the warm water in and keep warming it up and warming it up and warming it up, and then you get out and your partner gets in and says, oh, this is so hot, you know. It's that insidious thing happening over many years. So people don't always know they've got it. Often they do have symptoms of thirst. Sometimes, you know, getting older and a bit grumpier, maybe that's what people think. But, you know, once people are on medication, they feel a lot better and manage their lives better. So, yes, our message would be to go and see your GP on a regular basis and get a glucose test at least every 2 years. Because if you're picked up early, you get treated early, you do well.
Mm.
And there's a diabetes screening assessment tool that health professionals can use as well to estimate your risk of developing the diabetes.
Yep. And so what would you say are the biggest misconceptions people have about diabetes?
Well, one of them is some people say, he eats too much sugar, that's why he's got diabetes. She hasn't eaten much sugar during her life, so why has she got diabetes? That's one thing that is definitely a misconception.
Mm-hmm. Basically, with diabetes, it actually doesn't have anything to do with eating sugar as such. It's more about the pancreas's ability to produce insulin that will help utilise glucose as an energy source. But yes, obviously from a risk factor perspective, we do recommend healthy eating, following the Australian Guide to Healthy Eating guidelines, just to help, you know, with any risk factors there.
I guess the other thing is, a person who's got diabetes has got a lot to manage, particularly someone with type 1 diabetes. They're testing their glucose levels, they're adjusting their insulin levels. It's a really hard job. And they don't really need people telling them, oh, you've got diabetes, you can't have that pavlova, or, oh, you've got diabetes, you can't have that, or you've got diabetes, you can't do that. They've got enough to think about, and really they're just trying to get on with their lives just like everybody else is. And we've all got different things. None of us have got perfect bodies. So I guess that's the thing about don't be a diabetes police person.
Okay.
I think that's, you know, it's better to ask, you know, what can I do to help, you know, rather than say, wagging your finger.
Yeah, don't be a diabetes narc.
That's what
I call them.
Yeah. And probably for any chronic disease.
Yeah, for sure.
Be kind to each other.
Yeah. That's a good message.
So where can everyone go to find out some more information?
So the best websites to go to would be diabetesaustralia.com.au, as well as worlddiabetesday.org, and also diabetestas.org.au.
Well, thanks Meg and Kate from the Tassie Health Service telling us about National Diabetes Awareness Month. Thanks for the work you do as well. It's good stuff.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday. I'm still full from them Big Macs on Saturday.
Oh, stop. I'm actually quite hungry.
So I did decide that my favourite Big Mac, the best Big Mac, was in Olvi. We did have a delivery driver call up and he agreed. Olvi's.
Yes, he did also agree that Olveston is the place to go to get a Big Mac.
Yeah.
So bless his cotton socks.
Yeah, bless him.
Hey, ads. Mm. You know how we do Fancy Friday?
I do know about that,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe this week we should have a fancy week. Tomorrow, should we dress fancy?
You want to dress fancy all week?
All week, because like fancy's kind of race day sort of style.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Show us your style.
Yeah, show us your style and maybe give us some inspo. You can head to our Facebook page at CFM Tasmania. Like and follow us there. Show us your race day style for your chance to win a double pass to Young Racing Tasmania Marquee for the 2022 Devonport Cup. Now, this marquee is the marquee you want to be in. I'm talking beverages, platters, food, snacks, you and I there dressed up.
To the nines.
To the nines.
This pass, it's worth money too. It's a fair bit of money, isn't it?
Ooh, they are splashing the kish. Yes, they are. Yeah, a little bit expensive, those tickets, but totally worth it because it is definitely the marquee to be in.
Mm.
So if you would like to, be in the draw to win those tickets, all you need to do is show us your race day style on our Facebook page on the pinned post.
Mm, show us how fancy can you go, and you can party with Young Racing Tasmania next year at the 2022 Devonport Cup.
Exactly. Oh, my God, ads, it's going to be so much fun. You've never been before.
Mm.
You just wait. It goes off.
I did buy that new suit too.
You did buy that new
original penguin
suit.
Blue suit.
I think I'm going to have to go shopping.
Mm.
Splash the cash. YOLO, why not?
Yeah.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hey, how about that present we got Renna? As a collective work group, we got Renna a karaoke machine. I cannot wait to whip it out over lunch.
You're going to whip it out?
Yeah, she's got it all ready. She's ready to go.
Yeah, whip it right out.
Because we love karaoke and there's nowhere to do karaoke on the coast.
There is. The great Lee Dixon said there's a place in Penguin that does them.
Yeah, but Penguin's not close enough to me.
It's closer to you than me.
True.
So
it's the whole getting a lift there and back, you know, where when it's at work.
Yeah,
during
you don't have to
lunch.
Go
you don't have to go anywhere. How good is that?
You can't send it, though.
Also, no, but that's fine. But she also brought cake in.
Yeah. Usually you give gifts to the birthday person. She's brought in us all a gift.
How about all the food on Saturday night? It was just food. It was everywhere.
Yeah. I was a bit full from the Big Macs, but I still managed to stuff some in.
Yep, so much food. Like, I could go that spread today.
And we got into some D&Ms with the great Lee Dixon.
Yeah.
There was a competition between me and Ari. It was like, who are you friends with first, me or Ari? Is there a place in your heart for us, Lee?
Actually, to be honest, that was just you. That was all you.
Did he eventually say there was a place in his heart for us?
Yeah, he froths.
But did he say he was friends with you first? The great Lee Dixon.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, it was friends with you first, mate.
Yeah, he was, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was. Let's be real.
I'm his favourite.
Anyway, we could try to convince him to come back.
But then, to what? The breakfast show?
Yeah, we could. Maybe just a special.
CFM's Adam and Ari and Lee for breakfast.
Yeah, just one morning. A one morning special.
A catch up.
Lee, that'd be cute.
What's the great Lee Dixon been up to, sort of thing?
Yeah.
Just been on me farm.
Yeah.
Over and on that 7AD. Oh, how's things over there? Yeah. It'd be like that, would it?
Yeah, like that. Just like, a little catch-up.
Mm.
Be cute.
It would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think the listeners would like that.
Of course. It's the great Lee Dixon.
Who wouldn't like that? Hey. Also, I love karaoke, so I like winning.
Yo, check this out, though. Lee, he works here, right?
Mm.
So he's a man at work. And guess what we've got coming up, right? Men at Work textbook.
CFM.
You know how I'm real indie and stuff? I'm all like, oh, I love independent stuff, like independent music, rock and roll.
Yeah, you are.
That's why I froth, as you would say. I froth Friday Live every week.
You do.
Don't
actually, I've really loved doing Friday Live. Highlight of the week.
Mm. Yeah.
For sure. It just gives us those Friday feels.
We get a local artist in to show us what they got to perform right here on air for us.
Yeah, live.
Tell us about themselves and where they're playing and where we can hear more of their music. And we like to support the locals, right?
Yeah, for sure. And some of the voices. Woo! The talent on the coast.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
There is so much talent on the coast.
Quite a talent pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's eye-opening, isn't it, Friday Live?
It actually is.
So it's around 10 to 8 every Friday. Make sure you catch it. And we do it all thanks to Mackie's Royal Hotel. Live music there every Saturday. It's Mackie's time, Ari.
I used to work at Mackie's in Latrobe. Love it there.
You love them.
I do love it there.
You want to kiss their bums?
No.
Oh, you don't.
Adam, what is with you in saying that?
I haven't ever said that once. Everclear's next with Santa Monica. I've been to Santa Monica.
Have you actually?
Yep.
All lies.
No.
Is that a white lie?
It's a great beach.
What year were you there?
I was found.
Oh, 2017,
I think it was.
Lies.
Truth.
Hit music. Music.
Fishy Boy's up next.
Yep, Jerry Shears, the boss man himself. He's
bless
in.
His cotton socks.
You love him.
Bless him.
He was there at Renner's birthday.
He was having a fun time.
Yeah, we got some. Did we have D&Ms with him?
You were asking him if you. What's the saying you do?
What?
You got to.
Oh, do you have a place in your heart for us? Is that what I said?
Yep.
What did he say?
Yep, he said, $50, y'all get fired. Oh, bless him.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was the show.
There it is, the show.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the show.
Yeah, just checking. I've got the sillies.
Now, are you organising a powwow breakfast? You said you wanted to get breakfast.
Yeah, I need to eat some healthy things.
Oh, healthy?
Yeah. I got a salad, but I left it at home. I need to go home and get my salad.
We need to organise for tomorrow's Taste Test Tuesday the durian fruit. Are we supposed to defrost?
Yeah, how are you supposed to eat it?
Will it stink the fridge out?
We'll have to ask Renren. Are we going to make them into icy poles?
Nah.
And so also, we're going to eat them outside.
Yeah,
oh, my stomach's
stinks.
About to grumble.
Well, we best get some break. See ya.
Can you hear it grumbling yet?
No. I've turned it right up.
It's gone.
One of these days we're going to get...
Start talking about food again.
Oh, what about the durian fruit? It's real smelly.
Not doing it.
Figs. No, one of these days we're going to get audio of her stomach grumbling. But not today.
Nah, it's not. We missed it.
So
Devo.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Devastating.
See ya. Tomorrow.
From Sid.